Job chapter 24. Why are not times treasured up with the Almighty? Why do not they that know him see his days? They remove the landmarks. They violently take away the flocks and pasture them. They drive away the ass of the fatherless. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The afflicted of the land all hide themselves. Lo, as wild asses in the desert, they go forth to their work, seeking early for the prey. The wilderness yieldeth them food for their children. They reap in the field the fodder thereof, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. They pass the night naked without clothing, and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains, and for want of a shelter embrace the rock. They pluck the fatherless from the breast, and take a pledge of the poor. These go naked without clothing, and, hungry, they bear the sheaf. They press out oil within their walls, they tread their winepresses, and suffer thirst. Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded crieth out, and God imputeth not the impiety. There are those that rebel against the light, they know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer riseth with the light, killeth the afflicted and needy, and in the night is as a thief. And the night of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, No eye shall see me. And he putteth a covering on his face. In the dark they dig through houses. By day they shut themselves in. They know not the light. For the morning is to them all as the shadow of death, for they are familiar with the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift on the face of the waters. Their portion is cursed on the earth. He turneth not unto the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume snow waters. So doth Sheol those that have sinned. The womb forgetteth him. The worm feedeth sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered. And the unrighteousness is broken as a tree. He that despoileth the barren that beareth not, and doeth not good to the widow, he draweth also the mighty with his power. He riseth up, and no man is sure of life. God setteth him in safety, and he resteth thereon. But his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little, and are no more. They are laid low. Like all other, they are gathered, and are cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. If it be not so now, who will make me a liar, and make my speech nothing worth?